Moving on, a Bahraini court has sentenced 29 anti-regime protesters, each to up to 10 years in jail. Manama accuses the demonstrators of attacking a police centre in the village of Sitra back in 2012. 26 of those convicted were handed 10-year prison terms and the other three jailed for 3 years. The defendants say they were tortured and their confessions obtained under duress. One of them is a photographer called Ahmed Homaidan, who's won 145 international awards for his photographs. The Bahraini regime has harshly cracked down on a popular uprising which began in the Persian Gulf Kingdom in early 2011. Bahraini security forces have killed many protesters and detained thousands of others. Joining us now live from London is Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain. Mr. Shakespeare, welcome to the top five. Do you think that the Bahraini crisis is getting the amount of world attention that it deserves?
No, it is not. And that is because the USA and the UK are out to suppress democracy. The penalty of 10 years imprisonment for 26 people is totally out of relation to for a street demonstration and any confessions obtained by torture. In Egypt, you've got 529 people sentenced to death for street demonstrations. And Egypt and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia are autocratic regimes supported by America and this country. And that is why you're not getting a response. And I also wish to say that you have a democratic solution in Ukraine, and the West is going to put on sanctions, and they'll find they've shot themselves in the foot because the world is fed up with their support for killer regimes, and the world is moving away from the power, political power, and indeed from the economic power of the West. And they're going to say so and act accordingly.
Well, Mr. Shakespeare, we know that in this case in Bahrain, the defendants have said that their confessions were obtained through torture. As the chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, what can you tell our viewers about the torture that's taking place inside of Bahraini prisons and what's been done concerning that?
We know that virtually all prisoners in Bahrain subject to some form of torture, and it can be whipping, and it can be electricity, and as a minimum, it's sexual humiliation. This goes on, and when we report this to the British Foreign Office, they say, oh, we've talked to the Bahraini government. But the point is this, either you stand up and you condemn, and then in every respect you use, for example, you stop trading with them, or you stop giving them arms, in every respect, you say they are pariah regimes, and you have to do this to Bahrain, and you have to do it to Israel. And one day, we'll be doing it to America, which supports all these cruel, torturing regimes. The world is changing, and we are going to fight against them, and we're not going to listen to the hypocrisy from William Hague, a vicious twerp in the British Foreign Office, who they just say, oh, we've been talking to the regime, and oh dear, they're not taking any notice of us. They're not taking notice because underneath, we want the situation to continue rather than to stop it. That's the truth.
So, Mr. Shakespeare, are you saying that the British authorities are turning a blind eye despite being shown evidence of torture or human rights violations in Bahrain?
It's worse than a blind eye. They want the situation to continue. It's not just a question of, oh dear, we can't do anything about it. They want it to continue because, you see, Bahrain is one of the regimes which gives support to the maintenance and the expansion of Israel. And it's the same with Saudi Arabia. You've got an axis of evil. USA, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Israel. They're all in it together, and we, the UK, we go along with this. The UK is deliberately supporting this regime and its anti-democratic practices because the regime supports the expansion and the creeping genocide inflicted by the Zionist entity.
Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, with us there live from London. Thank you very much, sir.